item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes.
I move we approve the minutes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Can I make a observation? I think since Lakota has, she's been collecting information on the TIPIM, Transportation Improvement Program, but there's not a whole lot of additional information finalized yet to share with you tonight.
Well, actually, I have almost a finalized.
Okay, so you're going to walk through it verbally?
Yeah.
You're okay with leaving it as a?
I have the file open, actually, over here.
You want to leave it as an action, Lakota?
Yeah, if we can.
Okay, well then, okay, never mind.
Teresa, is a motion to accept the minutes? Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussions? All in favor, signify by raising their hand. Sneaks by. Freeze it. Okay, second item, approval of the April 7th minutes, or meeting minutes.
I make a motion we approve the minutes.
Any discussions? Hearing none, all
in favor?
In favor, oops, there we go. We're just now.
We've been displaced, that's all right.
Yeah.
Just getting started, thank you, I'm sorry I'm late.
We're going to dock your pay. The motion has been made and seconded to approve the minutes. Do you have any discussion?
No.
Okay, all in favor, signify by raising your hand.
Aye.
Okay. Passes 4-0. Still ringing?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's a good healthy ring.
Yeah.
We need it. I've got corn growing in Effingham County.
There you go.
And you're gonna bring us some bushels of it?
It's not sweet corn. It's seed corn for honey.
The rain doesn't help my hot peppers. The slugs are eating the leaves of my peppers.
Yeah, the rain makes it weak.
I spray the insecticides, but it rains and washed away. So it's helpful.
Okay, item 2, section 3, Transportation Improvement Program Updates.
Okay. I will just walk you, because I was still working on this document this afternoon, because the reason is because normally we adopt the new TIP at the end of the June, so that the new TIP will replace the old one, and it will be our programming document. But for the past 2 years, we haven't been able to develop a new transportation improvement program. The reason is we were waiting for the FAST Act to be passed, and waiting for the House Bill 170 to be passed, so both federal level and state level legislation was ongoing at that time, so there were a lot of flux with the funding picture, so we couldn't get the expected revenue. So what we are doing right now is just to update our current TIP to make sure the project's status are up to date, the cost estimates are up to date, so we still have like 2 years, 2017 and 2018, that need to be updated. So this is what I have been doing, and I develop the document, send it to the local project sponsors and GDOT project sponsors managers, and asking them for updated information. But I didn't get information until all of the information required until the end of last week. But GDOT was telling me that they might send me something before the MPO board meeting. So this report is going to be sent out to the public review agencies next week, but we can still do changes during the public review period because the information is still coming in. So what we did was to just to check the project status first to see what needs to be done, whether amendment is needed or administrative modifications is needed. So what we found out is
I didn't
Sorry for the room.
I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah, what we found out is that we are making a lot of progress. It's pretty good. So we have a lot of projects that have construction program in fiscal 2015-2016. The funds have been authorized. They're under construction right now, so we don't have to worry about them. So we're making great progress. So as you can see, just to do the check, a lot of no action because they're under construction. There are some amendments. There are some administrative modifications. So this is just the status check. And then I'll just go over the administrative modification and the TIP amendments in the next section. Okay. Administrative modification. For the De Lesseps Avenue, we have a right-of-way in 2016, and there's no way that the right-of-way funds can be authorized by June 30th of this year. So we have to move it to 2017. The I-16, this is like a follow-up for the I-16 extra ramp removal. We have scoping in fiscal 2017, and we're still working with City of Savannah to be the project sponsor, so there's no way it can be done in fiscal 2017, so we're moving to 2018. The cost doesn't change. The model development and application and surface transportation rules compliance, Victor Drive corridor study, airport study, airport area transportation master study, and the Cat Street car study, we are working with GDOT to have the funds like in a contract. We try to have all this put in the contract and then sign the contract with GDOT, but there's no way that we can do it by June 30th because currently they're in 2016. So July 1st will be 2017.
Question, all these projects, they've been approved?
We did amendments back in March because these projects, several of these projects, like model development and so those were split out from our sector studies.
I'm speaking specifically of the Montgomery Street MLK overpass
approval.
Has that been officially approved?
The interchange modification report has been prepared, and the state is waiting for the city to say they'd be the project sponsor of doing it before they send the report to Federal Highway. Federal Highway could or could not approve the report, and so that it still remains to be determined whether it will happen.
And so that's not really an approval to prepare the report, it's just a report. It's just a report, and that's what, $741,000?
No,
the report isn't done. The $741,000 is assuming the report is approved and that the city
is that preliminary engineering or scoping, whatever that means, scoping?
It's the first phase of the preliminary engineering.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's contingent upon the approval of the IMR report.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Is there a reason why the city has not gotten to the point where they adopted it or approved it? Whatever the term was, sponsored it?
The previous city administration wants to do this project. And then the new, there were a lot of changes. So there was a support, and there wasn't support, and there was support, and there wasn't support. So it just.
There's not total agreement within the city staff.
Yeah.
But
really?
Like,
is it the staff level? Or?
Savannah Development and Renewal Authority is in support of it. They had a plan back in the 90s that originally, that was at least one of the plans that suggested the ideas back then. I don't know if there were others. So that's the city authority that is in favor of it. And there are some city staff that I think are not in favor of it, and the city manager is, listening to all these different voices. So
ultimately, it has to be put on an agenda, and the council has to vote on it, I guess, to sponsor it.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well,
I'm guessing. I don't know.
The city manager might.
City manager might make the decision.
Okay.
Yeah, I know Mr. Thompson is working with the city manager right now.
On that?
Yeah, on that, to make sure the city will be the local sponsor. So even if this is not going to go into construction, at least the next steps can be followed.
Mm-hmm.
So he's working with Stephanie Cutter.
It's like,
on this.
I mean, basically we've lost a year because it hasn't been done so far, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why we just moved it to 2018. And the other projects, so we're still, like, we will work on the contract. So does everything, if the funds cannot be authorized by June 30th of this year, they have to be moved out or just delete the project. So we decided that we'll just move the project.
What's the status of the widening? As long as we're asking, is it okay to ask questions about these specific projects?
Yes.
What's the status of the widening of I-16
from
Lyons Parkway?
That's amendment.
I remember that the last meeting, it's amendment.
Yes, there's another amendment.
Oh, there is?
There's another amendment.
And pray tell, what is that?
Well, the GDOT requested to add about $9 million for the additional preliminary engineering in fiscal 2017.
But your question was about the status of it?
Yeah, just.
I think since they're proposing to do design build, right?
Yes, they're doing design build, and
which
it's really,
supposedly is quicker.
It's really, really quick, because I was talking with the GDOT staff at the Effingham County TAB meeting.
Yeah.
I was told they were expecting to have the completion by 2020. So basically, we have construction programming from 2018. So they're going to let the project and build it, like open it in 2020. That's what I was told.
So the status though right now is that it's
pretty quick.
It's programmed, but the money's not authorized yet, so it can't start yet.
We have some money authorized. The preliminary engineering, some of the preliminary engineering money have been authorized.
Okay.
So they're working on it. It's a design bill and they've been working on it. So actually, if you check the table that I show you over here.
They just authorized it very recently?
Right there.
They have 2015 money authorized and 2016 money have been authorized as well. See?
There you go.
Yeah, see? I-16, 2016 money have been authorized because this one will be a design build project with the interchange. See, 2015 money for the interchange has been authorized, 2016 money has been authorized as well.
One thing on that 1690.
All right, so some money has been authorized,
yes.
But now they're asking for more.
Always.
Yes.
So on 1695 project, I noticed that they have some signs out in that area advertising a public hearing.
Yes.
For that project. And I don't remember the date of that public hearing, but they do have signs out.
Yeah, they are requesting, I think, the historic preservation to comment on the project because there are some like historic properties located along the corridor, something. So we actually got that information in the MPSC office. So our historic preservation department is going to comment on that.
This is on the interchange or the widening?
Both.
These two
both.
Projects will go hand in hand because they will be at one design build project.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, we will have some amendments and administrative modification for the interchange project, but I-16 seems like it's moving along because the right way of preliminary engineering funds have been authorized.
Okay.
These. So.
How about the Effingham County Parkway? You just scrolled past it, but.
Yeah.
No change.
Okay.
Because it has right way program in fiscal 2017, so we will be in fiscal 2017 on July 1st. So whenever there is a change, we still have one year to work out what is going to be happening for that project.
The 2195 project.
Divergence Island?
Yeah, they've started doing a little bit of work. They've done some.
It's going to be open in January.
They've done some surveying. They've moved some dirt to put some piping in for drainage. That's the status of that, though.
I've noticed something going on.
Yeah.
What about the Highway 80, I guess, Tybee Road widening or upgrading? Is that even a project yet?
No, it's not a project anymore.
I didn't think so. What happened?
The four lining is not a project, but they're still looking at doing something out there.
That's what I know. So that is way in the future. Is that?
We have
they're working on the environmental right now, getting the NEPA process done.
Mm-hmm.
And preliminary engineering has funding.
2017.
Is it on here?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, so construction is still.
Is this one?
Construction is still outside of Tupelo Mill.
Yeah, construction is out.
Is there any funding that's earmarked for it, or?
Well, it's in the long range plan.
Long range. Says.
So, but once the TIP really shows the funding picture, but TIP only looks out a certain number of years. So, if it's not going to be ready for construction outside of this year, 2018, then it's not going to show up clear.
I got you. This is a short range.
Yeah, TIP is the short range. That's right.
It just depends on what the funding picture looks like when we get to the construction stage.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to keep working on it.
Yeah.
Well, we programmed some money in 2017. That's to continue the preliminary engineering.
Okay. That answers my question. Thank
you. So after that, I think it will be at least 5 years before the construction can be programmed. So.
I noticed one of the projects has to be announced. Is that streetcar project from river to the mall?
The streetcar, actually, that was the proposal by Chatham Air Transit.
Mm-hmm.
But since CAD has a new planner, they might change the scope of that project. So they might not do the streetcar study.
Yeah.
They might do something else, but we don't know what they're going to do right now. Because it says like those, you have support for something, and then you have new people come and have different ideas and want to do something different, but we just have the money. They haven't spent the money yet. We programmed the money, but...
Sorry, I know that, but my car, I got a
Eli car. Good to see you're up and around.
How are you, guys? All right?
Come on in and sit down.
Good man, it's got to go out the other door. My car is right at that door.
Who's that?
I just don't want to
let Eli here.
The sidewalk.
Make sure somebody's up there to let you out. The doors are locked.
Okay. If you're adamant that I'm going out that door, then I'm going to go out that door.
Okay, yeah, this is
the... No, it's okay. I'm going out this door.
Yeah, this is the CAD street car.
You're causing problems, Eli.
Currently, we have $85,000 to study the streetcar. But it might change in the next year. But the funds are not going to be authorized by June 30th, so we move it to 2017. So in 2017, we will figure out what CAD really wants to do with the money.
Is this new studies in addition to the two studies I think that have already gone on? Wasn't there one out of Florida that's...
No.
Am I wrong project?
What they have done in Florida, I think that is the TDP, that's the Transit Development Plan.
They've had Cutter needs work for them.
Oh, really?
They explore the expanding transit area. It wasn't a streetcar.
That's different. That's different.
Thank
you. So right now we just try to move it in 2017 since we're not spending it. And the last one, this one is still fluid. The park site, remember when we were trying to add the pedestrian project in Port Wentworth and we were telling GDOT, because this is such a small project, can you just do it with state money?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to include it into our long-range transportation plan and the TIP, and they said, you got to do it. So we did the two-step process, and then now they are putting state money on it.
This is the bridge?
Yes.
Walkway?
Yeah, this is a pedestrian bridge.
Yeah.
So now they put on some House Bill 170 money. That is the new legislation money, new money on it. But I'm still not quite sure whether they put it on the construction phase as well. But according to the information sent by GDOT, seems like this project is going to be let in June. So I was coordinating with GDOT planner. I was saying, since you're going to have the project let in June, that means the construction, which is programmed in 2018 now, should be in 2016, because you're going to let it. And she said, it's going to be all state funds, so don't worry about it. And it's no longer needed in your TIP or something. But at the same time, she sent me some information, but it only impacts the right-of-way. So this is something that is still fluid.
I noticed that. I mean, there's no right-of-way acquisition to the project, is there?
No.
Not much. It's just a pedestrian project. The total cost is less than $2 million. So I'm not quite sure about this one. but this is information. We know that state is spend money, and the right away cost has increased a little bit, but they are going to do all state money, so we don't have to include in our TIT. This is what our original suggestion, but they wouldn't listen. Now they're just going back and forth. So, but there might still be some information coming next week to find out about this project.
Is this Victory Drive corridor study the one that you hear about in the news with the council talking about? And you know, whenever they had this new, a lot of this new construction over there, you'll hear in the news them talking about, well, we got a study coming back. Is that the study we're talking about?
Well, without knowing exactly what article you're pointing to,
well,
I'm not sure, but probably.
I don't know. I mean, I heard when they were voting on approval of that new shopping center, NPC. Before the NPC,
which shopping center?
Johnny Harris.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a traffic impact study? Is that what you're talking?
Maybe
about?
That's what it is. Yeah. Is that not? That's not the same.
That's not the same
study.
Thing.
Okay.
No, our Victory Drive. Victory.
We're keeping tabs on all of them, but they're not. That shopping center is. They're just looking at the shopping center. The corridor study here is looking at
the entire corridor.
Segments. Yeah, but the phase one is the entire corridor, and the phase two is to the west of Victory Drive, and the attorney has been attended to some of those community meetings, and phase three...
That's going along pretty much.
Yeah, phase three is from B Road to...
To just east of Skidway.
Yeah, east of Skidway.
Train or something like that.
Yeah, so phase four would be from is that MLK to Bull Street.
Or maybe Abercorn.
Yeah,
actually,
So this phase four is for that segment. So these would be the administrative modifications because we're just moving them to the next year. And amendments would be a little bit major. The first one is the Truman Indian Park Trail. Currently, we have one project, but Chatham County and the City of Savannah are splitting the project into two. Chatham County will do part A, and City of Savannah will be part B. And currently, Chatham County's portion, the part A, has approved concept, so it's moving forward. But City of Savannah is still to develop a concept report. So that's why we program the county portion into fiscal year 2017, and then have the City of Savannah's program in fiscal year 2018, so City of Savannah has about 2 years to develop the concept report. So for the county portion, because GDOT is repurposing all of the earmarks, and we decided, because this project has about $907,000 earmark funds, so we decided that since county's portion is ahead of time, so that just to put all the earmarks so that they don't get repurposed. So just to help implement this project first. So the total cost has been increased to $3.1 million, and we allocated some additional M230 funds to help the county implement this project.
Is that just the county's portion?
This is the county's portion, yes. Yeah, because they revised the project concept. Previously, I think it's like 8 feet, now it's 10 feet.
Wasn't there something that when you first tried to divide it up, the state would come back and said you could not?
Yeah, because at that time, county doesn't have approved concept yet, and the state said, you divide it up, you have to put it back. And then after you have the concept, you can split it up.
The budget's gone up quite a bit over the last year.
Yeah. Yeah, because
that's
the concept has changed. Yes,
the
width.
Partly, and they added a pedestrian beacon at Durant Avenue in the design.
The pedestrian beacon?
Yeah, it's something you would actuate when you get to it. Like it would not trigger the signal unless there's somebody wanting to cross. So that would be one just east of the ramp.
At Durant and Vine.
Yeah, at Durant and Truman. There'd be another potential signal just east of there.
Hmm.
But it wouldn't trigger unless somebody needs to cross.
Yeah, that's why the cost increase. For the city portion, we know city hasn't developed the concept report yet, so this estimate is just as of last estimate. when the city developed a concept report, and we would know exactly how much the cost would be. So now this will change.
Between 2017 and 2018.
Huh?
Is the new regime still behind it, or?
I think this is at the staff level. Have they talked, the city council talked about it? I don't know.
The city manager, well, the city manager is still the same city manager. I know she's still, knows that people want to see it finished after all these years, but I don't know if city council's talked about it.
Hadn't this been on some of the sales tax referenda, though?
This yeah, project. It is. It was on the SPLOST list. I think that's why the county ended up not giving the whole thing to the city. Mm-hmm. They wanted to do that for a while, but because it was on the county SPLOST list, they went back and said they would be part of it.
So, but just want to be telling you, and the county portion is more certain. The city portion is fluid at this time. But we are at least splitting projects so the county can move forward. Well, in order to support the Truman Linear Park, we have to delete the sector searching study because we have to release the $500,000. So if you see this, to sort of shift from sector searching study, the $500,000 is because we deleted one of the studies that we have to support that. And another thing that we have is the performance-based planning implementation for the CMP update. We originally programmed $45,000 M230 money on this project, but since we get some money from the statewide planning PL funds, so we can release the $45,000 back into the M230 part. So, but PL-funded projects don't have to be appear in the TIP. So that's why we're deleting this from the TIP. Another project is the county's Stairwell 25 at Pipe Makers Canal culvert replacement. The amendment is to add some about $133,000 for PE in fiscal 2017. It just kind of did a cost estimate and they found out, they don't have enough money because currently they have $625,000, so they increased the preliminary engineering cost about $130,000. So the new money will be programmed in fiscal 2017. That's why we're doing the TIP amendment. This project, I think everybody will like. This is the Islands Expressway. The drawbridge needs to be replaced. Finally, we got the money. So we're adding the money in fiscal 2017. And county's, because right of way have been authorized and county has been acquired right of way. So the design is pretty much done almost, so we're gonna have the money in 2017 to finish it. So I guess a lot of projects, at least I think a lot of people living on the island will welcome this project to replace their drawbridge.
So it has federal funding or?
Federal funding.
Is this gonna be a fixed span high rise bridge like the one at Skittering over the Diamond Dog?
So. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you will have a from right away just because of the approach changes.
I don't know where the right-of-ways are because the right-of-way cost is only about $120,000. I mean, how much can you purchase for that? Maybe not much.
Almost nothing.
Yeah, almost nothing. But
yeah, it's probably some sliver for
yeah.
the approaches.
That's a welcome sign. And as I mentioned,
let me ask you something else while we're on this, and that's not on the list, I know, but why is the Skidaway, the bridge, Diamond Causeway Bridge, they keep doing work on it. It was open, 3 years ago. Is there some problems with it?
It's a park now?
I think they would just, I think the state staff say they're going through the punch list, so I guess they're
okay.
They're making
it's
sure
just
that
unusual.
The contractor.
You see a new bridge, you don't see all that. I mean, this stuff going on all the time.
Some of the work, as I read the paper, some of the work was not satisfactory.
I think it's some.
Yeah.
I think it's because some kind of maintenance work. Because
that was during the construction. Are you talking about during the construction when they halted work because
the final inspection? They had the final inspection. Some of the work.
Okay.
No, I think it's a lump sum because I haven't seen it.
So
I keep me. That's all right. Thank you. You've answered as best you can. I just been meaning to ask y'all.
No, there might be some work over here. in the lump sum? I wasn't sure which one, but these are the funds that have been authorized, so I think they were doing some maintenance work, that's what I think. Okay, I'll just
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You lost her place.
Yeah, I lost my place. Yeah. Okay, we're on it now. Oh yeah. Okay. No, we are I-16 and I-95 interchange reconstruction. As I mentioned, the amendment is GDOT proposing to add a new PE phase in fiscal 2017. The funds for 2015-2016 have been authorized, but they're doing about $9 million in 2017 to have additional PE funds.
That's $9 million in preliminary engineering?
Yeah, preliminary engineering.
Boy.
Yeah, this project is very expensive.
Massive.
Yeah, it's massive project, yes. Yes. Another thing that I want to mention is the GDOT is also using state funds for the redwood phase. So that's why I said it's so fluid, the state funds and the federal funds, because the state has suddenly, in the past, the House Bill 170, they have a lot of state funds, so they might allocate it to this project, and then they take it away, and then they allocate it on it. So right now, it seems like they're allocating some of those state funds on the redwood phase for this project. So that will relieve some of the federal dollars for other projects. So for preliminary engineering 2017, it's about $9 million. Over here, show. And the state, the redwood cost has been increased from 1.4 to almost $1.9 million, but fortunately, the state released the M00 funds, so they're using the state fund, hospital incentive funds. Another project that is new, and this is the state of 144 eastbound, which is located in Richmond Hill and Bryan County. So since we expanded our MPO planning area, and this project has been identified in our long-range transportation plan for that area, and it has been on the GDOT list, but now since it's located in part of it, it's located in our urbanized area, we have to program the funds for the portion. So preliminary engineering right-of-way funds have been authorized, so we are doing it, so we probably will do the construction in 2017. So that's what I'm showing over here. The utility cost and the construction total will be about like $13 million or something. So it will be in 2017. Another project is the CAT passenger ferry grant. CAT received a new grant under this one, so we're programming the money in fiscal 2017. The federal grant is about $713,000. So CAD has to provide 20% local match. So with the local match, CAD will have about $900,000 to just work on the ferry system. And this is, I think, any kind of transit money is welcome. So these would be all of the amendments. But I do have several appendix just to show, because every time we do a TIP amendment, we have to make sure the project is consistent with the long-range transportation plan. If you're not, we have to do this addendum. So this is addendum. And then if you're interested and you want to see what each project is, how it's programmed, you can just go to the specific project pages over here. So a lot of the information has been updated, but because people are not only interested in the projects that we talked about, amended or administrative model, they also interested in some other projects that are already in the TIP. So we just made some updates to almost all of the projects. I have some like comment section or something, made some updates. So these are the different project pages. And the third, the appendix C would be the one that I just showed you. Those would be the funding obligations for fiscal year 2016.
I can't read that fast.
Yeah.
You're just trying to get to Appendix C.
Yeah, so Appendix C just shows which project has been authorized, which phase for fiscal year 2016. So they just list, as you can see. That's why at the very beginning I stated that we are making a lot of progress. So a lot of projects are going into construction. A lot of them have funds authorized. So this just shows which project funds authorized, including some lump sum funds. Those are mostly maintenance projects. Did you see 204? The Kingsley Boulevard is one project, but there is also some maintenance project over there. That's why I see that the orange cones goes all the way to I-95. So you can see what is happening over there, just based on this.
The resurfacing is almost all done now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they have the House Bill 170 money, so they just can do a lot of the resurfacing. They can just release the federal funds for a big project. So that's why you see a lot of resurfacing projects. And Appendix D would be the public involvement process, but so far I haven't received any public comment because we haven't put it out for public review. But these would be the information that request for amendments from this is from GDOT, this is from CAT, and over here this is from the city, and over here from the Chatham County. So these would be the request for the amendments that I've shown you. So basically this is the draft report, and it will go to the public next Tuesday, and we will have 15-day public comment period. And in the meantime, we will continue to receive information to update this report. Any questions? More questions on projects?
What action is required by us? Anything?
We have it as action item, so you can just endorse the proposed TIP amendments per the new information, something.
Do I hear a motion then?
So moved.
And a second. Any discussion?
Yes. Since there's this delay and all we're doing is reviewing the existing TIP, then with it as amended, which you explained.
Yes.
What is our action? We're just endorsing the plan as it currently stands.
Yeah, I would say endorse the amendments so all of the revisions included in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Shifting right. Projects
yeah,
forward
shifting.
If they're not happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fiscal year 2016, adding money to some.
As
the way the motion should read.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just wanted some clarification. Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor, signify, raise your hand. Any against? Passes 4-0. Okay. Agency reports.
Were there any questions, I guess?
Yeah, if you have projects.
I didn't receive any ahead of time, did you?
No, I haven't. But if you have questions on certain projects, just like last time you were asking about I-16 widening, whether it's including the interchange, so we always coordinate with the project sponsors and find the information for you. So normally you send us the information request ahead of time so we can find out what is going on.
Could you tell us what the current status is of the director who resigned at a later date? Do we have more clarity now what's going to happen next? Or
he's going to stay on until the replacement is here, right?
So he's retiring, so he said that the commission asked him when he announced that if he would stay until they found the replacement. He said he would up to a certain point, but I'm not sure he said at a certain point. I think at some point, if they don't do it fast enough, then he might say, he might set a certain date that he will no longer wait.
Is this Tom we're talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe they put an RFP out for the search firm this week. Is going out or it already went out?
Okay.
And so that's the firm just to hire the firm.
Just the
that's
very
good.
Beginning.
Yeah.
At least they're starting. Yeah.
There is a search committee that's already been established.
we don't know.
And I think they've paid the firm this week.
Any other questions?
I just have a general question. I think you've answered it before, Wycota, but the, if you want to get a project on the TIP, you just need a sponsor? Is it, what is the, how do you get a project put on the TIP?
Well, the project has to be in the long-range transportation plan first.
Has to be in long-range first?
Yes.
How do you get that? How do you get a project on that?
When we were developing the long-range transportation plan, and we have a lot of the input from the local sponsors and or GDOT, whoever,
mm-hmm.
And then we have a lot of coordination meeting to see, like, still our 21, still our 25, that culvert replacement project, those were actually proposed by Chatham County. Those were not in our previous long-range transportation plan, because what happens is that our revenue was going down, so we might have 30 projects in 2035 long-range transportation plan, but we might have to cut out some projects because of the funding restraint. But when we, during our plan development, we proposed those two projects, we were able to accommodate them. But if after that, and if you have a new project, you've got to have you already have identified revenue source, you know the cost, you know the schedule, and you requested to be amended to the TIP, which is like the pedestrian bridge in Portland was.
Mm-hmm.
So you made an amendment to the TIP, and then normally we check the consistency with the long range transportation plan. And if it's not in the long range transportation plan, we have to amend the long range transportation plan first. And then the next step is to amend the TIP.
Okay.
The reality is that you need to let us know what project you're thinking about, talk
mm-hmm.
to like the jurisdiction, the road owner,
yeah.
if it involves a road, and there might have to be some kind of community involvement before it actually just gets put into the long range plan. We could probably easily put it into perhaps the unfunded list of the long range plan without a lot of vetting, maybe.
But then it's the sponsors and the funding sources that really drive how fast it gets moved along, and whether
yeah.
or not it's in the TIP.
Yeah, I think some support would have to be sort of worked up before it
yeah.
really.
I just was wondering. I mean.
Yeah, normally make sure that normally we program funds for major projects, so the big projects. If you have a small project that can be done by the local sponsors, it's just easier for them to use local funds. They don't have to be included in our TIP.
They don't have to be in this, because
this
is related
yeah.
to federal funding.
Yeah, federal funds
yeah.
related.
You have to have the MPO in this process. To
yeah.
yeah,
yeah. But if, like, City of Savannah wants to do a traffic signal project, and they have local funds, it's faster. They don't have to go through
mm-hmm.
a lot of the federal process, and it's faster. It's just easier to do it with their local funds. But it's just the major ones, because the reason, like, we have the project, the rain projects included in the TIP. Right now, they only have local funds on them. But since we expect the construction funds to be big, and the city probably cannot afford it, that's why we included in the TIP in expectation that they will receive federal funds in the future.
Okay.
But if it's just all local, they don't have to be in the TIP.
Okay.
Yeah, the bridge replacement, the Islands Expressway bridge replacement is the same way. Because we currently, in the TIP, it only has local funds for the right of way. But since county cannot provide all of the funds for the construction, they expect to receive federal dollars. So that's why we programmed in the TIP as now as a local project, but now since we identified the federal dollars, so it's good. We can just add in the federal dollars in it. Yeah, it always involves federal dollars or expectation with federal dollars. That's when you use the TIP.
Okay.
Other business. I'd like to report on one thing. At our last meeting, we had a discussion on the Port Authority being brought back into a voting member of the core NPO. I reported our action. I read our amendment that was presented. It was voted upon and it passed with the exception of one vote, mine. But one thing I forgot to ask was with the Port Authority coming back in, are they gonna cough up the dues now that they had the argument about in the beginning? Do you know?
Well, the latest news is that we're still talking to them about becoming a voting member. We've told them that they don't have to pay the dues to be that we want them to be a voting member, and they don't have to pay the dues based on what the board voted. We've received communication that they feel that the state DOT represents their interests well enough, and that they don't think they need a seat. So we're going to keep. There's going to be a change in the executive director, so we will keep talking to them.
You're talking about Tom or their?
They're both.
Their executive director is changing very soon.
June, at the end of June.
So we'll try again.
Yeah, their current leadership doesn't want to be a part of the MPO. They think GDOT is representing them.
Yet to be resolved.
Yeah, it has to be yet to be resolved, because we actually have the amendment for the bylaw, finalization of the bylaw on the agenda before, but because of the new development, we have to pull it out of the agenda. So we will see what the next step would be.
And there's still a lot of encouragement from Federal Highways to get them into the fold again.
Yeah, the Federal Highway has been pounding us on it, but now they really got the idea that the Georgia Ports doesn't. It's not because of the fees. They just don't want to be a part of it. So this, I think, probably FAS will relent a little bit. I don't know.
I told the committee that I thought the fellow out of Atlanta had a burr under his saddle. The attitude that he treated Tom at the committee before the vote, and then last week when he and two other members were in here reviewing the committee, I had his sit in front of me, but talked to him. He was very courteous. Any other business? Any public comments? Any public comments? Okay. Announcements. As I remember, our August meeting is an election of chairman and vice chairman. Is that not correct?
It's every year still.
Yeah. So it'd be the first meeting on the fiscal year, which is July.
We have to check the bylaws to see what it's.
Yeah, but there's going to be a new composition, correct?
Yeah.
Isn't that right? I expect the city to be appointing some people pretty soon, since they advertised for seats back in March.
Yeah.
So,
what
think.
About the county?
The county has elected their three, I think. Haven't they?
I don't think they have. I sent an email request.
Talking about the county?
For me to be renewed. But
yeah. You haven't heard anything? Then.
No, I have not.
Okay.
I can call a commissioner friend of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about the county.
Okay.
I hope next time when we pick some officers, we elected a vice chairman last August, who has seen fit not to come to one meeting since then.
What is that?
Nicholas Allen Tunzel. And he hasn't been to a meeting since he was elected. You opted not to run when he was nominated.
Sounds like me. I know. That's what all the women in my life say.
I'll pass on that. Any other comments, questions? Suggestions. Our next meeting is August 4th at 5:30.
I guess we'll all plan to attend, even if the question of composition is up here. Or do we continue to have the current composition until there's a change? Okay.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yes.
Yeah, and you the way we normally do elections when we have them is that you nominate from the floor at the meeting and then have the election in the same meeting.
Yeah, okay, that sounds fine. Yeah.
Just put it on the agenda.
And you can even nominate yourself.
I plan to run for re-election as chairman.
Good. You've done a great job.
Yeah. You know, and, this meeting is adjourned. Now, something else.